The council heard an additional 2 hours of public comment after voting to reconsider the mask mandate that failed last week. The council then approved several amendments to the ordinance, including one that removed all penalties for noncompliance. In a press conference Tuesday morning, Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken said removing the enforcement issue made the ordinance easier to support. Backing from the South Dakota State Medical Association and Avera Health also caught council members' attention. Councilor Marshall Selberg voted against the ordinance last week. Now he says healthcare workers are overwhelmed and this ordinance is worth a try.
I'm as big of a keep government out of my face guy as there is, and it's probably only a 1 in 100 chance that I would ever find myself supporting something like this. But folks, we're in the middle of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic right now. And there is no arguing the facts that the numbers are skyrocketing in the wrong direction. I think we've hit that one time in 100 where we have to do things we never would have thought we'd or imagined that we'd have to do.
Councilor Greg Neitzer remains opposed to the move. Last week he voted against the ordinance because he felt it overstepped the government's role. This week he says the lack of penalties make the ordinance no stronger than a suggestion.
This is one of those rare cases where really nobody gets anything out of this deal. If you're against mandates, now you're going to be shamed for it. And if you're for mandates, you're not even getting a mandate. Because nobody has to follow it anyway.
The amended ordinance passed with a 6-2 vote. It's effective immediately and expires on January 1st. The city council went on to approve $20,000 of a proposed $120,000 fund for a public outreach campaign on COVID-19 safety. It rejected a possible return to limitations on business capacity from earlier in the pandemic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.